Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined this weekend by a panel of guests from the Twain Hart Community Services District. We're joined by the General Manager, Tom Trott, as well as the Fire Chief for the Twain Hart Fire Department, Todd McNeil. Chief McNeil, I've talked to you on the telephone a couple times over the past couple of months. I know you've got a lot of things going in Twain Hart. You're a busy fire chief. So what are some of the things that you are doing ahead of this always busy summer fire season?
Well, thank you first and foremost for having me and giving me the opportunity to talk and message out. One of the biggest parts of preparing for an upcoming season is it's a very individual action. Personal preparedness is part of being ready for the upcoming fire season. And I know that a lot of attention, rightfully so, is put on the wildland fire issues, especially because of the last two fire seasons in California and the destructive nature and deadly nature of them. And because it is a part of our life on a daily basis in the summer here in the Motherlode region, I really felt it was important to help the community become better prepared, and exercise our affiliation with the International Association of Fire Chiefs Ready, Set, Go program. That is a program that organization put together, and fire departments across the country can volunteer or opt in to be part of that program, and that allows you to have access to educational materials. And I took full advantage of that to create a document that is an all-inclusive preparedness guide called the Wildfire Action Plan. It's available right now on the Twain Hart Community Services District website. We will make it available for download. We'll have it in hard copy at some of the events throughout the summer that we participate in, the community-based events. And that will also be condensed down as a part of this project of messaging and education into a smaller graphic that will be focusing primarily on people's personal preparedness and being ready to be alerted in an event of emergency. I'd like to get it boiled down to kind of a fridge magnet size, and much like a smoke alarm campaign that fire departments frequently do, where they get bulk smoke alarms and pass them out to those families in need. It'll be the same concept, only it'll be a fridge magnet and possibly a battery-operated AM/FM radio to really help with that messaging so they can have a tangible reminder of that education. So the guide is a much more lengthy document. It covers everything from what do you need to do around your property to be prepared, to harden your home, to be ready, to prepare yourself with a go bag and those necessary supplies and equipment and notification procedures for your family. And then ultimately, how do you get the notification, right? That ready, set, and then go. You get that notification from some emergency alert system. So I really encourage every member of every community in this county to make sure that they are registered with Tuolumne County OES's Everbridge Emergency Alert System. That is the first and foremost step that people need to take. A second step that is very important as well is for make sure that all of your cellular devices are the feature for emergency alerts are enabled, because that's a secondary way that we can get messaging out to all the phones connected to the local towers. And then as a backup to the backup in Twain Hart, I have been working with a great group of volunteers to help rehabilitate the loud air horn on top of the firehouse, which used to be the alerting system for calls in town. Now with modern technology and alerting systems for the fact that we have a response that we need to handle, we don't have to sound the horn anymore. So we realize, though, that we have this asset, and let's put it back in service. And I really like the idea of redundancy, where we have systems that back up systems that back up systems. So we always have a planned response should things start to collapse. And as we saw last year, especially the speed at which the fires progressed through communities, it's entirely possible that we could lose the electrical grid. We could lose some of the communication grid. And then what is remaining is really overloaded with personal traffic and might not be as effective. And so then you have this idea that with the backup horn, it's fail safe for the most part. And Three Long Blasts is the campaign messaging. Three Long Blasts from the horn in Twainhart means turn on your battery-operated AM/FM radio and listen for further instructions from the emergency alert system. And so people need to make sure that they have that ability to get messaging at all times of day and night, whether or not the power grid is up. And this is just one step to help with that.
So the horn that you mentioned, that's something that will be up, or it is up already?
It is currently in service.
Okay.
Yep.
And being the fire chief for a community like Twainhart, you have a lot of people who have secondary homes in that area. Does that create unique challenges for a fire chief?
Absolutely. You hit one of the biggest concerns I have is everyone knows Twainhart is a recreation destination community, a lot of second homeowners, rentals, et cetera. And some of those folks are coming from areas that don't live with wildland fire on a regular basis. They're also coming here to recreate and let themselves relax and not be attuned. They're not coming here to do yard work and gutter cleaning. They're here to relax by the lakes of our county. So the one concern I have is that people aren't paying as close of attention as they should, much like our year-round residents are. And so with this campaign, I'm also going to approach all of the property management agencies within Twainhart and try to get this magnet in the action guide in every one of the rental packages. So as people come in and get familiar with the property they're staying at, they also have some information about preparedness and what the three long blasts, if they hear that in the middle of the night, what that means. So I think it's an important part. I think the likelihood is very low that we would get to the level of having to sound the horn, but the power is in the discussion with people about that personal message of responsibility to you, to your family, to be prepared, to be knowledgeable, to harden your structure, do your vegetation management, all of those steps that are outlined in the guide.
For people who, as you mentioned, people who come here, they aren't here to necessarily clean up their properties, they're here to recreate. Do you encourage, residents to if they see people without defensible space, that like kind of like a neighborhood watch type program, just mention it and try to get everybody on the same page?
Absolutely, yeah. And I am a firm believer in Twainhart of voluntary compliance with our ordinance and vegetation management through education versus enforcement, because I think there's, again, much more of a positive interaction when you're out educating people and providing insight as to why do this, that, and the other. There is also information available on our website specific to vegetation management and what an individual homeowner, property owner needs to do to maintain defensible space. The idea of defensible space is it gives fire personnel a place to work safely to try to defend your property. And without that, it makes it very challenging, and we don't have the access or the safety margin that we need to make those decisions to try to stop the fire's progression at that property.
Do you see like maybe one or two things when it comes to defensible space that are often overlooked by property owners in Twainhart that you would encourage people to take action on?
I think there are several very important aspects to vegetation management that work together in concert to really harden that structure or that property. Two big things that I know people should really focus on, if I were to prioritize, is making sure those gutters are completely empty. And making sure that you have a complete non-combustible, at least 5-foot buffer around the sides of your house, if at all possible. I know that's difficult in a lot of areas. People have, decorative flower boxes or planters near their home. But all of those, both the fuels that accumulate in an unclean gutter and the fuels that accumulate next to the walls of the structure, are all very receptive points for ember casts when the wildland fire front is coming. Remember, the surface fire spread is also something of concern, but a lot of homes we're finding in recent years through research and in studying after the incidents, they are consumed, they burn because of the ember cast that comes from the aerial assault, not from surface fire spreading up to the house itself. They land in what we call heat traps. That could be, again, receptive fuels of the gutters, on decks with a bunch of lawn furniture and planters. And they don't take the house immediately, but in the chaos and the drift smoke that's in the area, people don't see, fire personnel don't see the smoldering deck. And then all of a sudden, it finally gets well established and starts to take the structure itself. So those two places are really key. Anywhere material debris deposits around your structure by the natural air movement and eddies that are created as wind blows by your structure. Anywhere those materials are deposited is exactly where the embers are going to land. So if people focus on those places, those valleys in their roofs, those gutters, and those areas around this on the surface right next to the wall.
Need to take one more break. We're getting an update on the community of Twain Heart, various projects on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend by Twain Heart Fire Department Chief Todd McNeil, as well as Tom Trott, the Twain Heart Community Services District General Manager. I'm BJ Hansen. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.